Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This Wednesday edition. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What an epic time to be alive on this beautiful blue jewel. Hurtling through God's creation. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this live April 13th Wednesday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, here captaining the embattled good ship InfoWars. We'll be here for the next 4 hours out of the war room with Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central today. I have a special guest in studio. I also intend to open the phones up. Let me just give you a quick rundown of the incredible stories. We have the corporate press in overdrive, scrambling hysterically, trying to hide the fact that the New York City subway shooter was targeting white people because he believed they needed to die, and that he also wanted to kill black people that married outside of the African bloodline. Obviously completely mentally ill, out of his mind from his postings. I've watched several of the videos this morning. He was mumbling and saying things while he shot people. That's reported by eyewitnesses. We don't blame black people for what he did. We don't blame someone for the color of their skin for what somebody else with the same skin has done. But the media does when it's Dylann Roof, also completely mentally ill, also mumbling incoherently and saying similar things but from a white perspective. When he went into an innocent black church and killed 9 people at point-blank range and injured others, every white person in America was guilty and every gun owner was guilty, the corporate media told us for months, and beat us over the head with it. We don't blame white people for what that deranged, mentally ill person did. The answer is arming churchgoers, having armed deacons, and that's been stopping these shooters dead in their tracks. And that's why we have crime rates 4, 5, 10 times higher in places like Chicago, New York, and other areas, D.C., that have taken the guns. The answer, ladies and gentlemen, is more armed citizens, and the statistics show that. But here it is. What a sterling example of the corporate control. New York City shooter Frank James is a black nationalist like the Waukesha parade killer. But remember, the media said a truck did that. A car did that. It was a truck attack. Recently released a video manifesto, posted video on the new Supreme Court justice saying he hates her because she's married to a white devil. Absolutely mentally ill, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, black Jesus, please kill all the whiteys. Brooklyn shooting person of interest, Frank James. They found his credit card. Witnesses have ID'd him now. 99% chance he's a shooter. Oh, black Jesus, please kill all the whiteys. Brooklyn shooting person of the interest, Frank James, made anti-white post on social media. Here he is dressed up in skull outfits. He'd been in and out of the mental health system, was completely schizophrenic. Just like Dylann Roof's been diagnosed schizophrenic, completely out of his mind. Not the gun's fault, not his black skin's fault, not Dylann Roof's white skin fault, not the gun's fault, the mental illness's fault, the demonic possession's fault, whatever you want to call it. But here it is, inside Frank James' chilling bullets and body bags post before subway shooting. This person of interest says, we're in World War III. I came face-to-face with the mumbling Brooklyn subway shooter. New York Post has a witness talking about it. Didn't even know really where he was or what he was doing. Full-on lunatic land, just like Dylann Roof. Didn't know who he was and was gibbering to police. But that was in the back of the paper with him. No, it was all premeditated, and it was all white people's fault. That's the reason this happened. No, it is not my fault when somebody that looks like me does something wrong. It's my fault when I do something wrong. But see, authoritarians always blame whole groups. That's what the left does. They're sick and they're evil.
It's about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I intend to open the phones up in the second hour, and then Ali Alexander joins us with breaking intel in studio in the third hour. You'll definitely want to stay with us for that. And, of course, another great guest host coming up in the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer and the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today, here on the embattled InfoWars Network. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up today. We've got some really good news, some bad news, and some ugly news, but it's all incredibly important to know news. First off, it's such a bellwether and an illustration of how the system has collapsed and discredited. CNN, owned by AT&T and Time Warner, spent $300 million just in the launch of CNN Plus. They spent another $100 million in infrastructure at CNN building the studios. That's $400 million in a year's planning, and it has, wait for it, it's launched the last 2 weeks. First week had about 7,000 viewers. The next week had about 10,000 viewers. I'm going to explain that again. I have all the ratings right here. Less than 10,000 people tuned in to a $400 million enterprise. Ladies and gentlemen, a B-rated AM radio station in a mid-sized city has 10,000 listeners an hour. We on terrestrial radio, according to the ratings by the ad agencies that get aggregates of the Arbitron, get over 3 million a day very conservatively on talk radio. The bigger shows like Limbaugh, 20 million when he was around. Coast to Coast AM, 15, 16 million. George Norrie's huge. But, oh, nobody cares. That's just talk radio. Who cares about Limbaugh or George Norrie or Glenn Beck or, you know, Alex Jones? Because most of the stations don't subscribe to the ratings, so they're not added to the ratings, basically. But our rated stations, 3+ million a day. And then on the Internet, conservatively, 3 million again. At our height, it was 10 million, 20 million a day, as big as Limbaugh. But they censored us and crushed us down. Folks have to know how to find us at InfoWars.com/show. But my point is, we operate on $25 million a year. We have to sell $60 million worth of product on average to be able to then get money to fund ourselves. To break even, we got to sell $60 million worth of product. And some years we haven't. But I did things like take some of the money we raised in the years and invest it in real estate to be able to then sell that real estate when I knew I'd need it down the road to dump it back in the operation. And I've already done that. So I'm down to my last chips here. But not because we're not popular. Imagine this. We're operating on something like $27 million a year. We're operating on $27 million a year with our own servers, own satellites, own crew, own legal, with all the attacks. Our own infrastructure, and CNN Plus launched with $400 million and has less than 10,000 viewers a week. You could start a cooking show yourself on YouTube, and if it's half decent, within a week you'll have 10,000 views guaranteed. I mean, a dead cat could get more viewers with a webcam on it in the middle of the street than CNN can. Everyone can't stand CNN. What did old Joe Rogan say about it? Joe had a great way of saying it this morning. I don't usually get into his text on air, but this one really says it well. They were foolish thinking they would get people to pay money for something they don't like for free. And he says they spent $300 million on it. I went and looked it up. It's actually $400 million. And that's absolutely true, isn't it? So I'm going to be getting into that. And what does that illustrate? Their top shows have 800,000 viewers in prime time. Their average show, about 100,000 viewers. With billions a year funding them, we have, on average, I have the numbers, 4.7 million views a day on band.video. You're like, wait a minute, you just said you have 3 million views a day. Our streams are separate. Then we have some videos on band.video. I don't count the other views. I'm talking about other people's views. And all the views on band.video is 4.7 million the last month on average a day. Some days as much as 9 million. So it averages out. So we've got 4-plus million viewers a day on band.video, millions tuning into our streams every day, millions on talk radio, and we're operating on $27 million. They can't get 10,000 views a week on $400 million. Now you know why they're having summits talking about how they want to silence me and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. Now you know why they're censoring, because no one likes them. They've been rejected. They're a fraud. A federal jury just found not guilty all the patsies in Michigan in the Whitmer kidnapping plot. The FBI ran it. Juries are now acquitting and releasing Jan 6 defendants that are finally getting to court. Judges are releasing them. Black Lives Matter goes and attacks CNN. They know who the enemy is, even though they're run by the globalists. Their own people aren't buying the Kool-Aid. That's one of the big stories. We have the mass shooting, the media trying to cover it up. We're going to get to all of it. We've got huge economic developments, massive Biden developments, over-the-top information on the war and what's developing there, huge pedophile and grooming news, the biggest yet ever, massive censorship news, Elon Musk battling back. I've got the inside baseball on that a while back, but I've been asked not to say anything about it. That's why I told you about a year ago. I said, Musk claims he's going to take on the New World Order. I don't know if that's true. I've been on the fence about the guy, but now he's starting to prove himself. And he lives right here in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And I run with people that run with him on a weekly basis. And that's just what I've been told. So you're actually seeing what I was told was going to happen. So this is one hell of a time to be alive, folks. And it's not like Musk or anybody's perfect. He just sees the old establishment's dying. Why would you stay on that ship? And that leads us to this point. InfoWars is doing the most important work it's ever done. And I'm always up here having to scrabble to get money just to stay on the air when we're having our most important work ever and become more authoritative and more influential in intellectual circles around the world. So your investment in InfoWars is always paying off in freedom and liberty and awakening, and it's paying off better day by day. It's like a pregnancy that's 8.5 months in. You're about to get the baby. It's about to be healthy. All the work's coming in now. We're in the birth pains. But I can tell you, I have almost spent half the reserve money I have that was just like $4 million. For a company this important, that was nothing. I had $4 million 5 months ago, and I got $2.3 million right now. So I guess half almost. And those are my underages, and we need everybody we've got working here, and I'm not bitching or complaining. But why should we have layoffs when everything we said is coming true and we're winning? I've got all the Democrat lawsuits coming to a head with trials this summer. I got to pay for all that. I got judges doing all these fake sanctions on me massively that top law firms say they've never seen that, and they break the law. But if I don't pay them, they'll have me arrested.
I mean, we're under massive attack because we've entered the thick of the battle, the key gladiatorial event that's going to decide so much. So now your whole investment could really be damaged in liberty if you let them take down the standard of freedom. I need everybody seriously to get off the fence and go to InfoWarsStore.com. You hear the ads, most of those are for the network and local stations. We are funded 90-plus percent by viewers and your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com. So go there, get books, get films, get T-shirts, get air filtration, water filtration. Today is the last day because I haven't come up with the new sales yet. But Pollen Block, back in stock, 40% off. InfoWars Life Immune Support, back in stock. First run of that, 25% off. Physi Magnesium sold out for almost a year, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 25% off. Vaso Beats, 40% off. Biotrue Selenium, 40% off. All InfoWars T-shirts at cost. All DVDs, books, films, everything, 30% off. Water filtration, 30% off, plus other great items. 75% off, and I've always been on the edge here, but I'm really on the edge right now, and I'm just asking everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, especially those who have never gotten a product, and get a piece of history and fund the InfoWar and help us all win this fight. Don't let them take down the standard of freedom. Don't let the globalists take down their number one enemy of populist resistance. Please, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and be part of the Second American Revolution worldwide.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The New World Order, we took on the globalists, we exposed how they operate using pedophile rings and narcotics trafficking and so much more. And really, nobody was talking about this stuff when we were breaking it down 25 years ago. But I didn't discover this myself. It was the original patriots that were aware of how the whole system really operated. And I could list off all their names, but I've already done that. But I got a chance to interview those men many, 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 many times on this very broadcast. And it was mainly men, and they were prestigious as well. Congressmen, former directors, deputy directors of the FBI, former top generals, head of the Air Force Weapons Development, head of the HAARP program. And they knew what was going on, and I thought it was fantastical, but I knew part of it was true because I'd done my own research and knew that most of what they were saying was true. I couldn't disprove the other things, and later I found out it was all real. Just some people tuning in here think it sounds crazy, and then so much of it ends up being true. Boy, do I wish I was wrong about most of this. I wish I was wrong. But 98% of the time, we're not wrong. And the question is, can people face the horror of what we're dealing with and stop this? All right, I want to get into the censorship in the last segment of this hour. I already mentioned it, but it's really a big deal, and it ties in to the zombie nature of CNN. I mean, CNN's had no viewers for really 5-6 years. But billions are pumped in a year. Why is that? Well, it speaks to a lot. And it's really a bellwether or a sign of where the establishment in Hollywood and the whole combine is. They know they're dead. They know no one's listening. They know they've already lost. That's why they're trying to overturn the chessboard and fully gaslight the American people in some hope that if society implodes enough, that people will forget all the crimes and lies and brainwashing that they have been engaged in. But let's get to this big piece of news right now. Dylann Roof, Charleston, 2015 in June. He goes into an innocent black church of people he never met and didn't know, who'd done nothing to him. And he shot more than 15 people, killing 9. And they reported, well, the police said that he was gibbering incoherently and appeared to be schizophrenic. That matter, they said all white people were to blame and that all gun owners were to blame. No, I'm not to blame. And white people are not to blame. This lunatic is to blame. Just like the New York subway shooter, Frank James, who shot more than 16 people, many in critical condition, is a black nationalist, like Waukesha parade killer, recently released video manifesto, posted video of the new Supreme Court justice saying he doesn't like her because she's married to a white person. Another gibbering, crazy lunatic. Do we blame black people? No, we don't blame black people. But who do we blame? We blame the corporate media. And we blame the establishment stirring up all this hate. And we blame them covering up the fact that black-on-white crime is at least 10 times white-on-black crime. Because the media promotes that white people are bad and deserve to be mugged and attacked. And many black leaders, even where I live in Texas, say, don't rob in your neighborhood, go rob white people. How about you don't rob or kill anybody? How about that? Unbelievable. So, I don't have to remind you what happened on the subway yesterday or the tear gas he used and all the craziness. But the point is, this guy was out of his mind. And the media is still not pointing out that he was a black supremacist, even though we have the videos linked in articles on Infowars.com where his YouTube is still active. And by the way, I'm saying don't censor him. We need to hear what people like Adolf Hitler said, or Joseph Stalin said, or Mao Zedong said, or Kim Jong-un said, or this individual, black nationalist Frank James. Because once we hear what they have to say, we can respond and know what's going on. Kill all whitey. Suspect in Brooklyn subway shooting spouted hateful black nationalist rhetoric. Praised beautiful 9/11. Turns out he was on an FBI terror list and that agents had tried to investigate him, but the investigation was killed. Outrage erupts and FBI didn't stop kill whitey shooting suspect because they don't have mental institutions anymore. They just let these folks run around on the street, whether it's Dylan Roof or whether it's this lunatic. But ask yourselves, why are you not hearing about him being a black nationalist or wanting to kill whites? Why do you got to go to Infowars.com to find that, or Gateway Pundit, or Breitbart, or I'm sure Tucker Carlson tonight? Because the corporate media follows its orders. They say men are women and women are men, and when a black crazy person goes out and kills white people, well, let's just forget the story and move on. But when a white lunatic goes out and kills some black folks, let's put salt in the wound and rub it in and make it a huge deal to create more division, where the Democrats then pose as the saviors of the Democratic Party. But here's the really big news. I'm going to get to a special report that just premiered in the last hour to Infowars.com by Greg Reese that ties into this. Remember, 2 days into Biden's stolen administration in January of 2021, they get up there in press conferences and they say, white people and white supremacists are the number one threat. And what is a white supremacist? Someone that questions lockdowns, forced inoculations, open borders, or election fraud. And they put out the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism that I've harped on. Then a month ago, the FBI puts out an official battle plan saying they're spending the majority of their money per capita on anti-terrorism on white people. And they put out all these alerts. What's a terrorist? Position in opposition to COVID measures. Claims of election fraud. See how that works? That was put on NBC News, Fox News, everywhere. But see, the wheels are coming off. The Whitmer fraud. Millions and millions spent going out and canvassing Michigan to find mainly young white men who came from fatherless homes who were looking for male role models and who were upset about the decline of America and wanted to train with firearms to be basically in the military without joining. And they typecast, they spent years setting them up, they activated them and ordered them. The FBI was recorded this themselves, it got into evidence. Ordered them to attack Whitmer's house, ordered them to kidnap her, ordered them to cut her head off. And they're on tape. No, no, I don't want to. But the FBI agents and informants muscle them and command them and order them to at least show up and run around at night in the bushes by her house so they could then say she was a victim when people wanted to impeach her during the lockdowns. And the same FBI team that did that then ran January 6th. That's why the FBI comes to talk to you about January 6th. As is being set up right now for me to do. I'm doing a proffer. I'm gonna talk to them if they've done nothing wrong. The whole big team wants to come out here and talk to me. I'm like, okay. And I'm going to sit there and ask them, hey, how about I interview you and ask you guys a little bit of questions here? I mean, you want to know who the main suspects are who ran this thing? I mean, it's your bosses. It's your ass sitting in that seat. I mean, it's upside down world here, Jack. Alex Jones doesn't go around storming the facilities and beating up cops. Alex Jones doesn't run around outside governor's houses at night. Alex Jones doesn't want a frickin' civil war and violence. I want stability and a future for my children. And you think you're going to frame me for what you're doing? No, it's you, the New World Order, they're going to be brought to justice in the name of Jesus.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer
$25 shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually to produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The power structure of the world is inbred, decadent, and incompetent. And they're losing control. And that's a very dangerous point to be at because they're cornered. We want to pray for stability. We want to pray for peace. We want to be Christ-like at this point, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to reach out to everyone we know and warn them that following anything MSM says is a death sentence. This is pure poison. Everything Hollywood does, everything the Democrats do, everything Bill Gates does, everything the CFR pushes is antithetical to an open, free, successful, secure society on its face. And we're winning culture wars all over the world. That's why the globalists want physical civil war and rioting and death, because it's the only way they think they can smokescreen what they've done and not all go to prison. So they want violence going into this midterm. Here's a headline. Democrat death march to November, town hall. And it just says every poll shows the biggest landslide in U.S. history. Well, Trump won a huge landslide, and he won the second time in a landslide. They stole it. And they're planting false flags to blame the American people and stir up a race war. As I've pointed out, you will see mass shootings in subways and in churches and in colleges and in schools and at shopping malls. I've been saying it every day for the last few months. That all they got to do is know about schizophrenics that are out there and give them weapons and encourage them and then turn the cameras off. As they did in New York yet again. And I'm not saying it's staged, but we know the FBI was told, knew about him, and the higher-ups didn't let him stop him. I'm not blaming everybody at the FBI. Because there are good people in all these agencies and groups, folks, but it's at the top. We've got a serious, serious problem. But the real enemy is not the Justice Department. It's us. We've allowed this to happen. Our complacency, our laziness, our compliance with corruption has gotten us here. So let's continue here. Live Feed's the name of the show today. MSM scrambling to hide fact that a black supremacist carried out subway terror attack. We're about to air a very powerful report that just went live. And it's a brief history of criminal FBI entrapment operations. But I wanted to show you a few more of these articles here. If you've been hiding under a rock, I know most of you haven't, this ruling happened Friday. The Whitmer fraud, you should go read it at the town hall. Judge won't force double agent to testify in kidnap plot. It's all coming out. FBI domestic terrorism cases have more than doubled since they widely expanded the definition of domestic terror threats to any white person committing a crime. Defendant Daniel Harris, acquitted in Whitmer trial, took the stand and said he thought he was going for beers the night he was arrested. And they have the tapes that the FBI themselves made where they're ordering them to attack and ordering them to be part of this. Two acquitted in Whitmer case, others in mistrial, because it was staged. And here's the fact sheet, National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, that came out that deals with all of this. Here's Biden declares white supremacy greatest threat to America. Says never forget January 9th, Capitol insurrection. It was January 6th. He also came out today and said we have to ban guns and prostitutes and make prostitutes liable with guns in an anti-gun manufacturer speech. I mean, he's gone from embarrassing and a gibbering idiot to a whacked-out clown. Here's the big story. A federal jury delivers a rebuke of FBI entrapment. It's beyond entrapment. They led the organization. So let's go ahead and talk about this right now. When you look at what happened in Whitmer and the attempted kidnapping that was provocateur and false flag with the Justice Department, that same unit that ran that was then rewarded by being brought to January 6th, and we know was in charge of the FBI counterterrorism force of up to 1,000 agents that were there at the Capitol that day. So there, I'm one person that gets there in the middle of it, tries to stop it, and got thousands to go away from going into the Capitol. And imagine if the 1,000 FBI agents and hostage rescue team people had gotten the order to go stop the crowd and say, hey, don't do that, come back, it would have stopped. Instead of having a few hundred cops try to stop the 500 or 600 that actually attacked and went in. But somebody wanted this to take place to demonize the American people. Here's Greg Reese's report.
Last week, a jury acquitted two men of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer because it was clear that the FBI set the whole thing up. While it is surprisingly good news to hear of their acquittal, It is not strange to hear of the FBI setting people up. They've been doing it for generations. During the late 60s, FBI informant Tommy the Traveler traveled to colleges throughout the U.S. posing as a student protester. He encouraged nonviolent activists to make Molotov cocktail explosives out of gasoline and successfully convinced two students at Hobart College to firebomb a campus ROTC building. Joseph Burton was hired and funded by the FBI to start a group of Maoist radicals that was deployed to the 1972 Republican Convention to encourage peaceful demonstrators to topple a bus and blow it up. The bomb that killed six people at the World Trade Center in 1993 was built with the help of FBI informant Imad Salem. After the bombing, the FBI paid Salem over $1 million to recruit others in a plot to blow up other targets in New York City. After the 9/11 attacks, the FBI went public with their long secret tradition of entrapment. In 2004, FBI informant Elda Woody was paid $100,000 to gain the trust of Shawar Saraj, become his mentor, and turn the conversation towards planning acts of violent terrorism. For months before his arrest, Saraj is on record politely trying to say no. In 2006, FBI informant Ali Assad was paid $85,000 to bully followers of a cult-like group called the Seas of David to swear allegiance to Al-Qaeda, which is all they needed to give five of them long jail sentences. In 2008, FBI informants Brandon Darby and Andrew Darst brought Molotov cocktails to the RNC. In 2012, five men in Cleveland were directed and groomed by the FBI to discuss the bombing of a bridge. In 2015, a week before actual terrorists Elton Simpson and Nadir Hamid Sufi opened fire on a crowd of people in Garland, Texas, an FBI agent commented, "Tear up Texas," on their social media. That same FBI agent was dressed in Middle Eastern garb and drove behind the perpetrators on their way to the attack. The FBI claim that this is a coincidence. These are only a few of the instances that we know of. There are many more. The FBI has a long history of unchecked criminal activity. So it is no surprise to hear that the FBI planned the Governor Whitmer kidnapping. That is what they do. What is surprising is that the people are starting to wake up. And that's good, because there are still hundreds of innocent Americans rotting away in jail for the so-called insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Another obvious false flag executed by the corrupt U.S. Department of Justice. And these same crooked liars are busy trying to lie and deceive us all into a nuclear war with the rest of the world. So it is a very good time for the people to start waking up. Our lives will likely depend on it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That's a very good report, but I want to add, when we come back, one little factoid there. Brandon Darby did not do that. The left made that up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Failure of CNN Plus and what that really signifies here in a few minutes. And I also want to open the phones up and take your calls next hour, so get ready. I'll be giving the number out, and we'll open the phone system here in about 10 minutes before we end this segment. I also want to hit the economic news. It's the most important yet. The Democratic Party news and what they're planning. The pedo grooming and the transgenderism really going to the next level. But I want to get to this right now. Study finds Florida handled COVID lockdowns better than New York and California. And, of course, the numbers are all there. I don't just believe the study. They have one of the lowest death rates in the country. And more importantly, as Governor DeSantis pointed out, it is the Democrats and the leaders of these different blue states that were there vacationing and staying in Florida. We'll play that clip coming up here in just a moment. But continuing, anti-lockdown Florida and South Dakota among best pandemic performers, pro-lockdown New York, California among worst, major study finds. You can go read all about that. A working paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research has scored and ranked U.S. states by the performance over the past 2 years in 3 measures, health, economy, and education. They found the states that had no lockdown provisions basically did the best. Really? Wow. How's that work? Well, there's a lot of reasons for it, ladies and gentlemen, but the power structure knew this, was fully aware. It had nothing to do with viruses and about keeping people safe. It was about collapsing and consolidating the economy for total control. So here's the headline. All about politics and control. Governor DeSantis bashes Democrat COVID theater amid renewed mandates. And again, points out if he had a dollar for all the Democrats and globalists on record vacationing in Florida, Florida's size basically got 60% bigger during, because everybody, all the globalists went there while they kept everybody else on lockdown. Here's the governor.
In the last week or so, we've seen major outbreaks of COVID-19 among the elite in D.C., including Democrats in Congress, the Biden administration. How does it feel to read about that news, knowing that the administration has been so critical of your approach to the pandemic?
So just let me say it very clearly to all Floridians. You just saw Philadelphia impose an indoor mandate. You're going to have potentially some of these other deep blue jurisdictions go back to restrictions and mandate. You look what's happening in Shanghai. They have everybody under a brutal lockdown. So I just want to be very clear, as long as I sit in the chair in which I sit, no Floridian will be restricted, mandated, or locked down in any possible way. And so when you see some of these folks who want to impose that, and let's just be clear, you look over the last 2 years, there is a cottage industry that was developed of lockdown politicians and media personalities who would either impose or support lockdown policies in their jurisdictions or advocate it on their TV shows, criticize Florida mercilessly, and then the first chance they get to get out from under the yoke of those bad policies, you see them in Miami or Palm Beach or all these other places. And if I had a dollar for every lockdown politician that escaped their own policies to come to our free state, I would be set for life. That's just a fact. Now, some people will say, oh, they're hypocrites, all this stuff. Yeah, they are, but that's not the issue. The issue is if they thought their policies really were necessary and these mitigations really were effective, they would be abiding by it. They're not abiding by it because they know it's all about politics and control. So that's why they don't wear the mask. That's why they don't do all this stuff.
That's right.
Because they know it is COVID
theater. It's COVID theater. It's power and control designed by the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, the UN, in operation lockstep by the Rockefellers 12 years ago. People ask, Jones, how'd you predict all this word for word? Won't be able to go to the ball game. Won't be able to go to your job. You'll have to wear a mask. It's in the plan, people. So it's about control. Suicides tripled. Drug abuse doubled. Alcoholism tripled. I had it wreck members of my family. It's been horrible. And I was in a state that was only partially locked down. Abbott went along with a bunch of this crap. Thank God Abbott's finally delivered. DeSantis said he'd do it, but Biden actually did it. Buses are arriving by the hundreds in D.C., busing the illegals they dump on us to D.C. I like DeSantis' plan to ship them to Martha's Vineyard, but whatever. Whew, it's insane. All of this is completely out of control, and it just gets crazier from there on out. But the truth is, when you're out in the sun, viruses die in seconds. They die inside in minutes. The studies are out there. The coronavirus is a very harmless virus in 99% of cases. There are some mutations that are bad. They quickly become harmless. That's how science works, how the body works. Because the virus doesn't want to kill you. It wants to replicate and live in you and then spawn. But when you get hit with a new one you don't understand or know, it can kill you because you never experienced it. But they always mutate where they're harmless. That's how nature works. It's how God built it. Until you get something like coronavirus that's been spiked with other cells and with the HIV delivery system, then the coating of the virus itself becomes a toxic nanoparticle, very akin to spongiform encephalopathy causing prions. And that's why people are saying, hey, it's in the sewage, it's in the water, it's a poison. Well, General Flynn said that a year and a half ago, and he said, look, I can't tell you why, it's classified. But when he was the head of Defense Intelligence and the head of National Security, the Wuhan laboratory group run by Peter Daszak came to the military and said, we want you to buy this synthetic viral protein that is completely synthetic. You can spray out of helicopters, spray on people, and it's synthetic nanotech made out of HIV delivery system, and it keeps replicating, and you can't get rid of it because there's no known cure. It colonizes you and keeps coming back. That's why people usually get the flu, never get it for 10 years. You get COVID, you keep getting it all the time. And vaccines don't help because they're not vaccines. They are permanently infecting us with this crap. And that's what the scientists all now agree. There are a bunch of chemicals and things that are able to detoxify, and we've talked about that, and we're going to get more into that in the near future. But the issue everybody needs to understand is, this is not a freaking game. And if you don't have vitamin D, and if you don't have zinc, and if you don't have iodine, and if you're not getting good sun, you are up the creek without a paddle. And that stuff will normally make you invincible to viruses. With COVID class of bioweapon, nanotech weapon, it only bolsters you and makes it not be as bad. See, humans regenerate, but not when something cuts our double helix. And if the spike protein gets enough of a beachhead inside your body and gets into all your organs, you're going to die. You're going to age very quickly. Look, I age massively from it. My dad aged from it. Rob Dew, he'll admit it, looks 10 years older after he got it. Almost killed it. My dad looks 10 years older. It made me look like 6, 7, 8 years older. It really messed me up. It was no joke. I had to control myself and not go to the hospital when I couldn't breathe because I knew that it was psychosomatic the way it operates, and I took steroids and ivermectin and beat it. But my wife was like, got it. She said, my God, I need to go to the hospital. I can't breathe. I said, no, they'll intubate you and kill you. You got to just ignore that and take these steroids and take ivermectin. She got better quick. But most people don't have that information, so they die. It's in the game. It's in the game. All right. I got more on this, and I've got the censorship news, and then I'm going to give the number out. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers on any subjects we've raised, or any subjects you want to get into, 877-789-2539. Now taking your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Separately, just for everything happening in the world, you need to be prepared. You need to take care of your body. And we have a new great product, which is Immune Support Boost, that is a bunch of key herbs and compounds known to naturally supercharge your immune system. It's cold-pressed herbs, super high quality, 25% off. InfoWars, Immune Support, the sale has to end. Pollen Block back in stock, 40% off. Physio Magnesium, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 25% off. VasoBeats, 40% off. Biotrue Selenium, that's key, 40% off. All InfoWars t-shirts and apparel at cost. All DVDs, books, media, at least 30% off. At InfoWarsStore.com and the big mega, some products up to 75% off sale. Must end today, and I've got to get with what products we've got left and do sales on those, but I really need your support. I want to thank you all for your support. But I just want to tell you, we are firing the bat signal and need your support now. All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls, more on the COVID fraud, the latest on the drag queen story time, big developments there, the censorship, the inflation, the war in Ukraine, and more.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.